Penguin Random House Audio presents What the Eyes Don't See, a story of crisis, resistance, and hope in an American city. This is the author, Mona Hannah Atisha. For the Children of Flint. Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not. Dr. Seuss, The Lorax. Prologue. How I Got My Name. I am Iraqi, an immigrant, born somewhere else, but not in Baghdad, like my older brother, who was named Mu'akkad, which means certain, confident. He fits that name, always did. He was just 1 year old when my family moved to Sheffield, England, and Mu'akkad's name proved difficult for English speakers to pronounce. Just as they had trouble with my dad's name, Muwafaq, which sounds like a profanity, even if you say it correctly. In England, my family stayed for a time with my mom's cousin Bertha, who was born in Iraq, but over the years had become British to her core. In a display of her extraordinary strength of personality, she renamed my brother Mark, and it stuck. My grandfather Haji came up with my name. Haji was idolized for his charm, intelligence, and humanity. He was a businessman who lived in Baghdad and had a large, soulful view of the world, an iconoclastic wisdom. People in our family always wanted him to name their babies, probably for that reason. He named me Mona because he thought it would be an easy name for both English and Arabic speakers to pronounce. My family was still living in England at the time.